Florida Department of Children and Families Secretary Mike Carroll says his agency's mission is a sacred one of protecting children, adding it's much more than just preventing child fatalities or child abuse.
We just don't protect kids from physical abuse. We protect the whole child. And it's important we protect the whole child because this is the next generation of Floridians. It's the next generation of Americans. It means a lot more than meeting basic, given expectations.
At the 18th Annual Child Protection Summit in Orlando, Carroll also said while his agency has made progress, there's still more work to do. He says that includes reducing the number of child fatalities in Florida. More than 85% of the child deaths called into the state abuse hotline involve kids under the age of 3.
The leading cause of death for children 0 to 1, those are our babies. Unsafe sleep or unsafe sleep-related deaths. Leading cause of death in this state for children ages 1 and 2, drowning.
And Carroll says most are unintentional.
Those aren't inflicted child deaths, but almost every one of them is inherently preventable. And most of them are related to marginal parent oversight. You might have a parent who doesn't know how to be a parent. You might have a parent with a mental health issue. You might have a parent with a substance abuse issue that contributed to the circumstances that led to that child's death. But there are too many kids in this state that die because of that.
Carroll says if a child in Florida can stay alive until the age of 3, their chances of survival go up considerably. Child deaths have been a big focus for the state after a spate of child abuse deaths occurred under the state supervision in recent years. Stewart Republican Representative Gail Harrell worked with Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel over the years to focus on revamping Florida's child welfare system. Both chair legislative committees in the House and Senate dealing with children issues.
As we were dealing with our child legislation in 1666, it became more and more evident that probably the three key factors that affect child abuse has to do with mental health issues, substance abuse issues, and domestic violence. And domestic violence is all related to a large part, probably 80%, to mental health and substance abuse. So when you get down to the core issue, we need, as a child welfare system, to look at integration within our system and bringing in our partners in the mental health and substance abuse issues.
A proposal delving into mental health and substance abuse issues did not pass amid the budget impasse between the House and Senate during this past legislative session, but Harrell says in the coming year, mental health and substance abuse will again be a priority.
And you see it in the headlines each and every day. You see a child being thrown off the bridge. You see parents struggling with addiction. You see children being suffering because of the difficulties, the struggles, the problems that the parents are having. And who suffers? The children. So I think this next year, we are going to continue our hard work. And we are going to come back, hopefully next session, with a even better bill.
Meanwhile, both Harrell and Carroll say they're also encouraged by the governor's recent executive order. It builds on a collaborative effort among state agencies who offer mental health services in Florida, which includes DCF. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.